we thought this would be a natural fit for Uhuru Foods. We've been in the community for years. We're a nonprofit. We're raising funds for programs in the Black community. We have our furniture store up the street. We have a broad base of support. We would bring people into the market. It would help develop the market. It would be a win-win situation. Well, we applied, and we didn't hear from the market association. So we called them. They said that they were going to make a decision in a week or two. A week or two came. They didn't make a decision. We called them again. You know, and this went on for about 2 months. And finally, we decided that we needed to be a little more aggressive, and we needed to organize in the community. And so we had some flyers printed up. We went down to the market. We passed that. We organized the community. We had postcards that people could sign and send into the Marin County Farmers Market Association, showing support for Uhuru. We had call-ins. We had other letter write-ins. And this raised their feathers. And now they accused us of trying to undermine the market, and they called the police on us once, and we went out to their offices in Marin.
They called the police on us for passing out leaflets?
For passing out leaflets, yeah. And okay. And it was totally within our rights, which we had researched beforehand. And so the following week, they set up a free speech zone, which was about 10 feet by 10 feet, you know, which was ridiculous. And we stepped outside that, and we organized the public and the vendors themselves, and we found that there was a lot of support. So this went on for like another month, and eventually there was some turnover in the Marin County Farmers Market Association office, and they had new people in management. And one of their first priorities was to solve this alleged dispute with Uhuru, and right away they granted us access to the market. And so we went in. In St. Pete, they were already running the farmers market and having a lot of success. So we talked with St. Pete. We got a lot of good ideas about the menu to use, and it was very successful. And so it's interesting. Since that time, the character of the market here in Oakland has changed. There are more African vendors. There are more African performers, cultural performers. The market itself has grown. Vendors are happy because now they can get a good breakfast before they, you know, start selling their produce. Recently for the tour, we had about 5 different vendors contribute food, cooked food, and also produce to the reception. It's been a good way for us to connect with Uhuru Furniture up the street to help do outreach, help send people that way. It's been really good. A really good organizing tool for Impedum and other work that APSC is involved in Oakland. So it all worked out, but not without struggle. Right. And I really appreciate the movement and the party for saying that there are resources out there and we need to go out and get that. And that's the role of the Solidarity Movement, and it pushes things forward.
Uhuru, yeah, that's a great story, and there's so many of them through the history of the work that APSC has been doing, and it's really interesting how, you know, I was also involved with some of that struggle, and you know how people who at one minute are your worst enemies, and then once they see that it's in their interest to not oppose you, they can become your best friends. And it reminds me of the chairman saying that when it's in your interest, you don't have to worry about whether or not someone's your friend or not, you know, and it's not about liking someone. It's about winning these questions in the world. So good work for the Oakland APSC unit for winning that struggle and the Uhuru Solidarity Movement out there. And you talked about this farmers market as an institution that occurs every week, and that's something that happens also in St. Petersburg. And there's a lot of different work that we do, because this is what we do as APSC, is we raise resources. And I was hoping to hear from both Kitty and Bill about some of the reparations institutions and the material solidarity institutions that are out there that have been developed over the years and that people can be a part of. So why don't you start, Kitty?
All right, Uhuru. Well, one thing I do want to you know, sum up that every cent that's raised by the African independence movement itself and by the Solidarity Committee, you know, of the party has had to be fought for. Mm. Every cent and the usually the most intensive labor, you know, the earliest hours, the most people for the least amount of pay. You know what I mean? It's like nothing has come to the African independence movement that has not been absolutely fought for. From going back to even trying to do fairs and festivals and concessions in areas that would say, well, we only let in nonprofits from our local area, which means it would be a white area. And we'd know that would be a huge fundraiser. And we'd have to battle that concept, since African people aren't even allowed to live in those communities, nor have the economy to live in those communities, but they have a right to the resources raised in, you know, in those fairs and festivals. And, you know, it's true. It's like when APSC was formed and the whole concept of reparations, which is based on winning other white people as well as winning resources, because it's a dialectic. The people are the resources. We have skills that we have because we've been the beneficiaries of all the imperialist plunder. If I was allowed to go to college as opposed to being in prison, well, I have certain skills, perhaps. Right. You know, I mean, you feel that you know the genius that's being locked up inside these prisons and you're out. Well, we have a responsibility to give forward anything that we could contribute towards the aims and under the leadership of the African People's Socialist Party. And, you know, during the period of the whole counterinsurgency, a lot of the fundraising was transactional sales. I'll bake a cookie. I'll sell you the cookie. You give me a dollar,
right,
and hopefully make a donation. I'll set up a food booth, make some brown rice and vegetables or whatever, sell it to you. You pay for it. And, you know, we're going, as Redbeard said, you know, the party fought for us always to have the vision to develop these to the highest level, which we are in the process of, and welcome volunteers to come and get, you know, on the ground with us building these various institutions. The other is, you know, the African People's Socialist Party, through its resistance and the resistance here in this country and on the continent, is bursting forward on the political terrain, having been been silenced for 40 years. And we are coming into a whole new period. Mm. And the winning of North Americans to give resources not based on getting a product back is the period to make donations, and people listening today can be and should be donors. There's the Diamonds Are for Africa Forever campaign, where you can donate your diamond. I mean, diamonds are beautiful stones. Donate what you have. Someday, when the money is going into the hands to build Africa in the hands of African people themselves, you can buy diamonds again. But donate those diamonds that have been used to oppress African people. African People Solidarity Day is something that we built in 1992, and it is something that we're building again this year. And I know how I came into the movement was I was asked to raise money for 5 plane tickets for African people to be able to attend the founding conference of the African National Prison Organization, which was going to be held, I think, in Tennessee. I lived in the Northwest at the time. And I went out and, you know, I mean, I went out and organized my community. That's the way I raised the money. Get musicians, you know. I helped get a studio wired so they could practice, so they could put on a benefit, go to a restaurant, ask the cooperative restaurant if the workers will help put on a dinner. And then they did that. That raised money, be able to speak at a cultural event with friendly cultural workers so you can pass the can during the intermission, have a bake sale in the lobby. I mean, get out and organize our communities. There are people that are so overpaid in this country that can write checks for, you know, tens of thousands of dollars. This money needs to go back to Africa, where that wealth came from. So, I mean, we're just busting open, and you can build an African People Solidarity Day in your community. You can have speakers come from the Uhuru movement, make it a fundraiser. We do walkathons that are fundraisers other years when we're not doing African People Solidarity Day. And we also have accepted the responsibility during a certain period to build the Uhuru furniture and collectible stores, to systematize them so they can be reproduced anywhere African people want to set them up throughout the world. And that was a project that we've been involved in for a number of years and will be maybe for the next 4 or 5 years. And that's an incredible project. And you can call up and donate your house, your estate, furniture, cars, anything that can be translated into resources so the African community can make the struggle for national liberation.
Right on. So if people are interested in any of that stuff, any of that work that we're doing, you can get in touch with the Uhuru Movement through the internet. The African People Solidarity Committee has a webpage, apscuhuru.org, and you can send us an email. The furniture stores are institutions of the African People's Education and Defense Fund, which is a nonprofit that the party built. And you can also find information about the APEDF at apedf.org. We really, again, like, this whole show is about the question of reparations, and it's not something that you can listen to and not feel some responsibility towards if you if you're a principled person. It's just that simple. And we have a caller. Okay, let's take this call. Uhuru caller.
Uhuru, Matthew. It's Rob in Boston. How you doing?
Hey, Rob. How's it going, comrade?
It's going really well. It's really well. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's great to hear from you as well.
Yeah, I know you don't have much time left, so I didn't want to take up too much time, but I just wanted to call and, you know, first of all, compliment the station, compliment you. Everything sounds great.
Uhuru.
But also to take an opportunity to put out the word, if people are listening in the Boston area and they're inspired by what they hear, you know, they're white folks, there's definitely an APSC starting to get organized right now.
Uhuru!
Uhuru.
Just a handful of comrades, you know, getting in on the ground level here in Boston where it's crazy right now.
We're excited to hear that.
Yeah, so if people want to shoot me an email, I've got an account that's robapsc@excite.com.
Okay.
And I'll get right back to them.
Uhuru.
Yeah, Uhuru.
So yeah, that's really exciting. And Rob, are you gonna organize an APSD event out there?
Yeah, I think we're gonna be trying to send some people down to Philly for sure. It's
right.
Not so far from here.
Okay.
And try to have some events leading up to that to raise some funds.
You gotta get that band of yours to do a fundraiser.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And Rob, I'd like to have you come up and speak at some point too.
I'll be there.
This summer for sure.
Uhuru.
Okay, Uhuru. I don't want to take too much of your time, so
thanks for calling.
Great,
in.
Rob. Right, Uhuru, Rob.
Uhuru.
All right, that's great news. So we have comrades in Boston who are taking it upon themselves to form APSC and to build APSD. And so that shows that, you know, people are listening wherever you are and you're a white person and you're united with this. You can be part of it. It's not contained to just the areas where we're currently doing work. It's going to grow and you can be part of that growth process. I don't know how much time we have left, only about 5 minutes or so. So I wanted to ask you, Bill, can you talk a little bit about some of the work? Kitty's laid out the history and talked about the vision of what we're building, but what's some stuff happening on the ground right now in Oakland and other parts of the country that, you know, why don't you lay out some of the reparations work that we're doing?
Sure, thank you. Well, that's very exciting to hear about work being developed in Boston, and that reminds me that Uhuru Foods has a 5-year plan. We have a plan of how we want to develop new products. We want to develop a black bean burger, introduce that at the market, see what kind of response we get. We want to develop a product line of things that people can take away with our logo on it. We want to see Uhuru Foods all around town. And we also want to begin to franchise our Uhuru Breakfast Cafe. We have some very close contacts in the Seattle area who would like to do some different fundraisers, and so we have a plan. We have an outline of how we run these booths, and we want to see if we can drop that into the Seattle region as well. And I was just thinking that maybe that same sort of thing could happen in Boston. So hopefully we can, you know, talk to the different folks around the country, create these regular fundraisers that we're doing currently on the ground in Oakland. We operate the farmers market booth every Saturday throughout the year. We're at about 15 different street fairs in the summer. In fact, last night we ended one at about midnight out on a pier in San Francisco that was very successful. We had 7 new volunteers there. They're all interested in helping again in 2 weeks at Carnival, which is the Carnival sort of festival in San Francisco. We produced the Uhuru holiday pies in November and December. Last year in Oakland, we produced around 2,300, but we want to increase that by about 50% next year. And really, the main thing, the main obstacle is developing a team. We need a team of people bringing all their different skills that will meet regularly and help us get out in every area that we possibly can. So that's what we're after right now. We do have a core group of people in Oakland, and we just want to develop on that, and then that will allow more and more resources to come in. People bring their creativity. We develop these different angles and take it to the world.
Uhuru.
Uhuru.
Kitty.
Uhuru. Thanks, Bill. And so many other exciting things are happening here as well with the Uhuru Foods, doing big, big, big fairs like the Grand Prix that happened in St. Pete and the Women's Triathlon coming up, as well as other, the Saturday Market. The possibilities are limitless, and it is based on our ability to win other white people to take a stand. It is limitless. In Boston, they could open up all kinds of things and all kinds of resources. The APSC, African People Solidarity Committee, was formed by the African People Socialist Party. By virtue of our relationship to the African People Socialist Party, we are anti-imperialists. We do not accept it when white people know more about Iraq and Iran and will not come out and take a stand against the forced, you know, dispersal of the whole African community and every city across this country called gentrification. The pushing out of African people, it's not enough to know and hold banners against Iran or Iraq and not take a stand when the police come out and murder African people. We're competing against funds that will always go to something that's a symptom of imperialism, such as AIDS or whatever, but will not tackle getting rid of the source of all of these problems. We are encouraging people. We had a peace movement that had a gathering a few weeks ago called PAWS, P-A-W-S, for peace, and to bring your dog to a park. And there would be awards for who had the anti-imperialist sign on their dog. That's bunk. We are talking about serious stuff inside this country. This is the belly of the beast. This is the originator. This is the genocide against the indigenous people. This is the government and the country. Every indigenous person and African person around the world is suffering from, wants to get their boot off its neck. This is the source of it, the one that has given us a comfortable, wonderful lifestyle. We are saying cast your fate with the oppressed. To be able to live with honesty, dignity, integrity, it is liberating. There's nothing more liberating than getting rid of imperialist mandates defining your life, your commitments, your lifestyle. Chairman always says, get rid of your whiteness. We can live without it.
We can live without it. Yeah. Thank you, Kitty. It's getting towards the end of our show now. I wanted to thank William Canada from Oakland, California, for finding time to be with us today and helping spread this important message and organizing through uhururadio.com.
Thank you, Matthew. Thank you, uhururadio.com. You can reach Uhuru Foods online at uhurufoods.org.
Okay.
So I just want to pump that up. And if you're in the Bay Area, please come on out. Contact us. We'd love to have your help on the food booth.
Thanks, Bill. And Kitty, thank you also
Uhuru,
as well.
Uhuru, really want to thank the African People Socialist Party for having the confidence that white people could be one, because there was nothing in our history that defined that or proved that. And we feel that way too, and we're building a whole new society, a new world. We can go to the table, but not as equals, under the leadership of the African independence movement. And believe me, we will be respected and loved and welcomed.
Right. Uhuru. And Uhuru. I want to thank everyone out there for listening. I want to remind people you can check out APSC at apscuhuru.org.
And we're going to conclude the rebroadcast of that program now in order to let you know that that program was first broadcast in 1996 as the African People's Solidarity Committee was preparing for African People's Solidarity Day. We are again gearing up for African People's Solidarity Day this year in 2007. The events, it's a fundraising tribute, raising resources, expressing solidarity with the worldwide movement for African liberation, raising resources for the work of the African People's Socialist Party and the Uhuru movement. We want to really encourage our listeners to become involved. You can find information about African People's Solidarity Day at apscuhuru.org. And as a part of this campaign, we will be bringing to the series of events that are happening some really powerful, really profound and significant speakers that you don't want to miss. The events are going to take place Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th in Oakland, California. Tuesday, October 16th in St. Petersburg, Florida. And then Saturday and Sunday, October 20th and 21st in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Omalia Shetela will be the keynote speaker, chairman of the African People's Socialist Party and leader of the Uhuru Movement. People listening to this station should be familiar with Omalia Shetela. There was a tremendous speech broadcast earlier today on Omalia Shetela Speaks, which airs at 10 a.m. Eastern Time every Sunday here on Uhuru Radio. We want to really encourage people to become subscribers and support Uhuru Radio. And when you do that, which you can do online for a minimum of $10 a month, you will gain unlimited download access to the archived speeches of Omalia Shetela. But you cannot find a better way to understand what's happening in the world today, what the future will be, to understand the organizing that the Uhuru Movement is doing throughout Africa and throughout the world to free Africa and free the world. And you will have an opportunity to hear Omalia Shetela speak in person if you attend one of these African People's Solidarity Day events in Oakland, St. Petersburg, and Philadelphia. Also this year, one of the very important featured speakers is going to be from South Africa, Azania, as it is known in Africa, as the African name, also known as the South Africa. Mfanelo Squacha is the executive secretary in the presidency and a member of the National Executive Council of the Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania, also known as the PAC. He has been a PAC member for over 20 years and has held many important leading positions, including the Eastern Cape Provincial Secretary and Mthatha Branch Secretary. He has worked in the PAC labor union, in the education sector, and holds degrees in social science and labor law from the University of Transkei. And Mfanelo Squacha is coming to this country as a leading member of the PAC, and it will be the first time in 20 years that the PAC has toured the U.S. The Pan-Africanist Congress of Azania led the protests against the PASS laws beginning in the 60s that ultimately escalated into the struggle that ended apartheid in South Africa. But the fact is, conditions are worse for African people in South Africa than they were under apartheid. The poverty is worse. There's a what they have now is a neo-colonial regime where the white farmers continue to own over 90% of the arable land in South Africa. So although there was a change in face of who is in the presidency, of who is in power in the form of the ANC and black leaders in ANC, the power, the land, the resources is still in the hands of the white colonial settlers. And so he will be speaking at those events, and you do not want to miss that. Also, Cherno Alpha Mba will be returning again. The heroic leader of the Africanist movement in Sierra Leone and West Africa will be speaking. And if you have heard him before, you know that you don't want to miss him at these events. So again, we're coming to the end of our time, and I want to encourage people to check out APSCUhuru.org. This concludes this week's broadcast of White Solidarity with Black Power. This also concludes the broadcast day of Uhuru Radio. We want to encourage you to tune in every Sunday to uhururadio.com, International Voice, Online Voice of the International African Revolution, and we thank you for listening. Uhuru.
Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Preacher man, don't tell me heaven is under the earth. I know you don't know what life is really worth. Is that all that glitter is gold? After story had never been told. So now you see the light. Hey, stand up for your right. Come on.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
dancing and make everybody feel high. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unhurt. And now when you see the light, you stand.